Much, Madam Chair, distinguished representatives of the Government of Tunisia, Your Excellency, Mr. Ambassador, I would like to congratulate you on your 7th periodic report, and I will focus on some issues related to gender-based violence against women. The still persisting patriarchal attitudes and stereotypes make the basis for violence against women and discrimination in all fields. Additional barriers to equality and advancement of women in Tunisia are the attacks at their rights and freedoms acquired by law, attacks organized by conservative regressive groups that are conducting campaigns set for safeguarding traditions. My question is, please inform us about the comprehensive measures in place and intended to be adopted to eliminate patriarchal attitudes and stereotypes and for countering these attacks targeted at women. We recognize the achievements in the field of violence against women and the adoption specifically of the Law on the Elimination of Violence Against Women number 58 from 2017. Of 5 multi-sectoral protocols, standing operating procedures on women victims of violence by the relative ministries of Interior, Ministry of Justice, of Social Affairs, of Women, of Women's Affairs, and Ministry of Health. Signing also the joint framework agreement for coordinated action between the NGOs and the institutions. We commend the process for adherence also of the country, we understood, to the Council of Europe Convention number 210 on preventing and combating violence against women and domestic violence. My questions are, what concrete outcomes have been achieved through the standard operation procedures, and has the agreement with the NGOs been updated after 2018? What are the planned activities and objectives for the next 2 years? Laws prohibit domestic violence, allow women to seek restraining orders and provide penalties for assault committed by a spouse or family member that are double those of an unrelated individual for the same crime. But enforcement was not effective and it remains a serious problem. Despite the comprehensive definition of violence against women, including moral, physical, sexual, economic, like unequal salaries or inheriting shares, and political violence, like unequal political participation, about 47% still of women are victims of interpartner violence. A case, for example, of a murdered woman victim of domestic violence from May 2021 is very indicative of the problems the system face. A woman from Elkef was allegedly killed by her husband, a National Guard officer. According to women's associations in Elkef, the victim had filed a domestic violence complaint against her husband a few days before her death, 2 days. Women's rights groups accused the Elkef also deputy prosecutor on duty during the incident of not arresting the defendant because he was a security officer. The woman was 26 years old, mother of a young boy. She was suffering severe violence at the hands of her husband. But the prosecutor, as I said, failed to order any measures to protect her from further violence, despite the blatant threats to her safety. My question is, what are the measures undertaken by the state also in relation to cases like that one to make reporting of women about domestic violence accessible at any time in the police units, to train adequately and regularly police officers and their chiefs about the needs for timely, urgent response based on solid risk assessment? And concerning services, how do you ensure coverage with services including safe shelters, also the remote areas and adapted shelters for all vulnerable groups of women victims, like women with disabilities, migrant and asylum seekers, LGBTI women? And are there new shelters? You mentioned that several new shelters, but are they operative or in process? Your legislation on rape contains a definition of rape compliant with international standards. However, the draft law's provisions on criminalizing marital rape was not adopted by the parliament. How do you ensure that marital rape is criminalized and also in compliance with international law? And please provide a timeline for this so important legal amendment to be passed by your parliament. And also, has child marriage been criminalized in your penal code? And if not, when will it be done? And I would like to see if you have some developments concerning violence against women in situations of conflict, because you have established an instance called On Truth and Dignity, which, based on the principle of transformative justice, provides for reparations for women with a specific fund, especially for those most vulnerable. So have there been any compensations already allocated and paid to women? And what is the development of this instance, of this institution? Thank you very much.